I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pengrack.
And welcome to the Cully Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And this week we're going to throw our entire concept away and just have a little fun. What is a big bass? Panger, I mean, what is the number? What is a big bass? What is it universally decided and accepted by the anglers of the world what a big bass is?
That's a good question. That's why we're posing it, because I don't think I've never thought of it before. I've never just said what is universally considered a big bass. Now you've got the Master Angler Awards and you've got a certain weight to get into Bassmaster magazine. Now let's, are we doing all three species or are we just doing largemouth?
Let's just, whatever direction you want, I'd say let's just go largemouth. Because largemouth are everywhere. I mean, you can't even have this argument in Florida if you're talking about smallmouth. So we'll go straight up largemouth.
What do you think?
I think it's regionally specific in some ways. I think that universally in the above the Mason-Dixon line, it is a 5-pounder, a 5-pound bass. And I'm not just talking tournament fishing. I'm talking everyday angler. That is the number that I caught a 5. And anything more than a 5, it just gets more and more giant. But that's the number. I mean, you say you caught a giant and it's a 4, and people will be like, it's
big, a 4-pounder. Not a giant. Big bass.
Big, but a bit, but a
big
5.
Giant. There's a difference between big and giant, though. We're doing what is universally considered a big bass.
Okay. Well, I'm saying 5. But that
even in Canada,
For the average, for everybody fishing, I look at how many 5-pounders do you see weighed in a tournament, but remove smallmouth from it. I mean, there's not a lot of 5s anywhere you go. I mean, even in Alabama and places like that where they have much bigger bass, a 5-pounder is still a big one.
I 100% agree. I think the number is 5. I think you could be in Oregon. I think you could be in Rhode Island, in New York, in Florida, in Oklahoma, in Canada, in Mexico. A 5-pounder is a 5-pounder and a big bass. And I think that if you live in one of those states where 5-pounders are really rare, you live in a state without a lot of big bass in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The truth. The truth. And if you're one of those dudes who lives in Texas and sees this and is like,
but a 5-pounder is still a big bass.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Even if you're catching 8s, 9s, and 10s. A 5-pounder is still a big bass. Universally, 5-pounder. Did you catch any big ones? That's universal code for did you catch any 5-pounders?
True. So we left our concept and we totally agree. Now
we could change it. We could change the call, keeper call. A big bass is anything over 5 pounds. Anything 5 pounds or over, regardless of where you live.
Keep. All day.
Keep.
I'm keeping.
Keep 100%. I can't believe we'd never thought about that before.
No, we didn't.
But now it's down. It's out there. 5-pounder.
5-pounder. It's the line. If it's below 5, it is not a big bass.
When was the last 5-pound largie you put in the boat, Mercer?
Well, the lake is frozen out front of my house right now.
Scugog.
So it's been a little while. But hey, there is nothing like feeling the raspy teeth of a largemouth bass when you reach down that hole. I hate ice fishing. Ice fishing sucks. Keeper call. That's my new question.
Oh my gosh.
No, ice fishing's cool when that's.
Hey, now you're backtracking.
But what I mean is,
I should have just left it with the.
Here's what I'll tell you about ice fishing. All of my buddies that really love it have two things in common. They really like to drink, and they really hate being at home. Just saying.
I'm staying away from that one. I mean, Oklahoma, I don't really have any room to talk about it.
A 5-pound bass is a big bass universally. Keep or cull?